Dale in front court, shakes the defender, gets down the lane. Little runners up there, no good. Rebound, he got his own and laid it up there and in. They score, they get the ball back. Dalen Coons drives and dunks it down. Dalen trying to get inside the paint. Got there, spins to his left. He tries to go up, he does, with a jump hook, banking, no good. Got his own rebound somehow, back up and in. What a play by Dalen Coons. Inside the lane, lobs it right corner, open Coons, three, bullseye. Goes right corner, open Coons, fade away for three, is up there and in. This one is finally rebounded by Dalen Coons. He wants to push it front court. Dalen down the lane, beat everybody, scoop shots up and in. Shot clock at 10, Dalen looking to deal. Dalen driving off to the right side, gets inside the lane, scoop shots up, good. Idaho State trying to foul. Dalen goes to the hole, lays it up there and in.
There's Jerry Schimmel on the call from the Bears' win last night over Idaho State. Excellent call by Jerry Schimmel. That's what we've just come to expect. He had a Rockies game before that, then a big Bears game. UNC wins 87-72, and our guy, Dalen Coons, was fantastic. You got to sit courtside at this one on gel. So that was a fun way to send off those seniors.
Yeah, it was a fun time last night. Got courtside tickets with our weather guy, Cody Wilson.
Yeah, how does he get all the good stuff? We don't get courtside.
He knows everybody. Yeah, he's apparently, meet me 30 minutes before the game. And I'm like, for what? And he's like, oh, we have access to like the alumni and guest food and stuff so we can have dinner. I was like, oh, okay. So I had some spaghetti and some French bread for right before the game and sit courtside. You get to see the senior day with Dalton and Dalen with their families and friends like that. And then they just went out and had a good game.
It was
a fun night.
It was. It was a fantastic game. Yeah, apparently talking about weather gets people excited because he knows everybody. Cody Wilson knows everybody.
It's crazy.
People like weather.
I did get a ball from out of bounds, though.
Did you? Did you catch it?
I did. One-handed.
Wow.
Idaho State missed
one-handed that?
They missed a pass. And it was like a bounce pass directly to me. And I kind of just put my hand out and grabbed it and threw it back to the ref.
Smiley's eyes were lighting up a little bit.
Who's that guy?
Has he got a year left? You got a year left? You got a COVID year?
I think so. I have all my athletic eligibility. So.
Go, let's go. They're going to need, I don't know what this team's going to look like next year.
I'll be a scout guy.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
Just go to practice and get worked.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. Well, you just proved you can catch it with one hand, so, that's all you need right there. That would suck if you weren't paying attention.
That's why I was like, I need to make sure I'm paying attention, because yeah, I'm like right here, one bad pass.
No live tweeting or anything like that for you.
No, only in time.
Because
there was a couple times where the ball, like, they make a pass in that direction, and you kind of just sit back for a second, like, whoa. Forgot I'm not playing.
Yeah, man, but that was a nice dub by the Bears. Hopefully that's a little momentum booster for this team. They get Portland State on Saturday night, 8:00, first round of the Big Sky Conference tournament. And the path is there. I mean, we've got it now. It's in front of us. So here's what it looks like. It's gonna have to be a historical type of performance from this team. So Saturday night, they'll go up against Portland State. They beat them twice this year. They won the series there. Then they go up. If they win that game, they would play on Sunday, also at 8:00, and they go up against Montana State. And Montana State won that series. They won both of those games against the Bears. Win that game, then if they win that, they're off Monday, and then they would play the winner between, looks like Weber State and Sac State. Is that right? And then that would be Tuesday night. That's a late one. That would be a 9:00 game. And then if they win that game, they would go on to the Big Sky Conference Championship, which would be Wednesday night. Extremely late game, 9:30 there, but on ESPN2.
Bears are used to that. They already played a 9:00 game, and they looked great.
Let's see, man.
Give them 4 or 5 days of rest, win 2 games, get a day off, win 2 more, and there you go. You're dancing.
Get past Montana State, and who knows, man.
They've played Montana State fairly well the last couple of years. They were in the Big Sky Final with them last year.
Yeah, and that ended up being a rough game for UNC. They just couldn't hit anything in that game. But looking at their schedule and the last couple of games between them. And so Portland State, they win. The last time they beat them 88-79. That was kind of in the midst of that nice 3-game winning streak to start the month. And then obviously before that, they lost to Montana State 75-62. And earlier in the season, they lost to Montana State 77-56. But The scores kind of are interesting there because they did seem to play them somewhat well, but obviously Montana State pulled away in both of those games. So can the Bears make a monster run? Can they do something? Now listen, this team has gone dancing before, but it has, obviously they pulled that away because of all the sanctions and everything that happened under that coach at that time. So they've never been, according to the history books, they've never been dancing, actually, even though we know they played in that game. They did play in March Madness, but because of cheating and stuff, it doesn't count, but it does count.
There's a banner that says otherwise.
They have the banner up, huh?
I think so.
Do they really?
I think it's still there.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that they had it, but yeah. So they've been there before, but this would be like legit if they could do it. And again, it's a big if. I'm looking at the Bears. So they got to win four games in a row. Haven't done that all season. The best they did, the longest streak they went on was a three-game winning streak. They had a stretch where they won four out of five games early in the season at part of the non-conference schedule. But, hey, you know what? Sometimes, I heard Bruce talking about it on Coach Speak earlier, just about the high school teams, and getting it, now you're in, here we go. That's all that matters. Now you don't even look at the records. This is the path that's in front of you. Go out. They smoked Weber State the last time out. So, obviously, beating Portland State would be huge. Get past Montana State somehow, some way, and now we're talking. Now we're at least having the conversation of, okay, maybe, but you got to win four.
Well, we've said it all season. In this league, anybody can beat anybody. You know, Idaho State two nights ago gave Eastern Washington their first Big Sky loss, and then they come out last night and lose to the Bears. And, you know, the Bears have been in a lot of games. I know Jerry Schimmel was saying, you know, just a bad string of bad luck for the Bears this season. They just, some shots aren't going in. Some nights, guys just aren't hitting. But when this team puts it all together, they are very, very dangerous.
They really are. And, you know, for a guy like Dalen, who wants to play at the next level, who really wants to play at that NBA level, I don't know that it's there for him. But I tell you what. You go and perform like you did last night against Idaho State in these next four games, opportunities, then you're going to turn some heads. That's how this typically goes. Guys that are kind of under the radar a little bit, I don't think Dalen had overall the season that he wanted to have, so he's kind of been, he's under the radar. If he can go and light it up in these next opportunities for the Bears, now you turn some heads towards you, and who knows, man? I mean, guys like Matt Johnson he's probably a guy that is going to play overseas, at least, right? Dalen for sure is going to have that opportunity. It depends on, you know, again, this stretch is where a lot of times heroes are kind of born, man. So
we all remember Bodie Hume a couple years ago.
Oh, man, he did. A couple years, he had
like 60 points in the first
60
two games.
60 points in two games because he had a rough season. He just wasn't that great. But then they got into the tournament, was that 2 years ago, and he lit it up. He went off in those games to at least give them an opportunity to do something. So here it is. It's an opportunity to go, and you found a way to beat Idaho State big time, and that hopefully shows you what you can do. They're going to score some points. They'll definitely score some points if they can get everything rolling the right way. This is a lethal team. When they are hitting shots the way we know guys like Dalton Connect and Dalen and Matt Johnson can hit, and Riley Abercrombie too, this team can make some real noise. And I'm here for it. We'll see. We're going to have some late games, some late opportunities, but we'll see. I mean, last night, again, just looking at the three-point numbers for them, Dalen hit two. Dalton hit two, and you still scored 87. Riley didn't get a three-pointer. Matt Johnson got one, but you still scored 87 points. But your stars, they did well. 27 for Dalen, 7 boards, 12 points for Matt Johnson, but 4 assists and 4 boards, and then 18 points for Dalton Connect to pair with 5 boards as well. So you need your stars. That's it. I mean, you got to have those three guys playing at a high level. And if you can do that, then obviously it's going to be all right. Can Wisney, can Theo Hughes, can those guys run the boards? Can some of your young guys step up and play well? Wisney's been pretty good, man. I mean, he's really rounding into form late in the season with 11 points and 5 boards for him last night. All right, our poll question of the day, kind of stemming from yesterday's discussion. Are you a fan of the MLB's new pitch clock? Go vote at theholeshow.com. We'll see where you guys are cooking. You know, I've found this, Angel, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you scroll the Twitters. It seems like an older fan base hates the pitch clock. The 30-somethings like me are kind of, I like the idea. Let's see how they implement it. And then the younger you go, the more they're like, yeah, this is necessary. We need to see this happen.
Yeah, I mean, I like baseball. I like watching it, but to be honest, it takes a lot for me to sit down and say, okay, I'm going to put away 3 hours of my day to sit and just watch this entire game.
I had a guy once tell me, and I think this is a perfect way to explain this. He's like, when I watch, and he's a big hockey guy first, so he's like, when I watch baseball, I'm like this. I'm kind of looking around, looking at my phone, talking to the fellas, you know, people watching, all this stuff. There's just so many different things I'm doing. I'm getting up. I'm walking around a little more, coming back in off and on, and I'm watching baseball. When I watch football, you know, I'm pretty engaged. I'm close to it. And then he's like, but when I watch hockey, I'm on the edge of my seat the whole time. I'm just like in because in the split second, you know something can change. That's got to be fixed if you're baseball. Obviously, you want to have fans engaged more into the game rather than it just being this event we go to. Now it's an event we're following through thick and thin. We're watching on a daily basis. We're at least following this team closely. And you're not seeing that in the last 10 to 20 years in baseball, you know, partly because football is just dominated, partly because of the new age that we live in with technology. You know, how much time do people really have to sit down and want to sit down and watch baseball? Because for the most part, this is just, it is what it is. Football is a better game. It's a better game for the time and for the days and times that we're living in right now. And football has done a good job every single year of making sure that they're making the necessary adjustments to continue bringing those younger fans in. Whether that's fantasy football, overall marketing, building quarterbacks up where they're next to godly almost. I mean, you're seeing that at a high level. Baseball's got to fix it. And I think that they're on the right track with this. We'll see how it goes, though. Because, you know, you're gonna have issues with this pitch clock. There's going to be times, as Tanner pointed out yesterday, there's just going to be times where games are coming down to crunch time. And a guy doesn't get in the batter's box quick enough, and there you go. You got some kind of a penalty there. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Angel, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly from the night before as far as games, news, all that. And my good, I'm going to go with the UNC Bears. Really needed to win this one. Needed to get some kind of momentum going in. And, of course, Dalen Kuntz was exceptional with 27 points for him. So congratulations to the Bears. You got through the season. Now you got to turn it up and get into the Big Sky Conference tournament. The bad for it's not really bad. It's just bad news. I don't like seeing star players get hurt, especially in crunch time. Love or hate LeBron James, he's a character in the NBA that we enjoy following. We enjoy to hate. We enjoy to whatever. He's going to be out for a while. So this big push that he talked about as far as these next 23 games are going to be the most important of my career, he's going to miss a quarter of those now. He's out for at least 2 weeks. The Lakers plan to reassess LeBron in the next 2 weeks. So we'll see what that really looks like going forward for the Lakers. I'm good if they don't make it in the playoffs. I'm just saying I like seeing the stars of this league play. And I like seeing our teams take down the stars of this league. The ugly for me is really just, here we go again, the Packers situation with Aaron Rodgers. There's no clarity after the dark out. It doesn't seem like. Like, the Packers and Rodgers are still having pretty intense conversations about moving on from one another. I can't picture it. What's your prediction brain tell you, Angel? Is Aaron Rodgers going to be a Packer next season, Or will he be a Packer? Will he actually play? And if he plays, will he be elsewhere?
I heard Ian Rappaport talking a little bit yesterday, saying if Aaron Rodgers wants to play in Green Bay next year, it'll happen. I take that as doesn't seem like he really wants to play in Green Bay. I think back to when he walked off the field after that last game against Detroit, it kind of felt like it was a goodbye to at least Lambeau Field and that fan base.
Mm-hmm.
I'd imagine the Raiders are going to try to do all they can to make the trade for him. We'll see. If not the Raiders, I think he'll retire.
Getting Batman into the AFC West. That's what we talked about. Aaron Rodgers would be Batman. 21 minutes after the hour. Again, that's the Good, the Bad, the Ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. Texters here on our First Advantage text line, which is 888-530-0043. Eastside Chris, look at the hands on Angel. Was it worthy of SportsCenter top 10?
Well, one hand.
Yeah, yes. One-handed? That you should be on there.
I was kind of surprised myself. Just kind of like...
Did you get bit by a spider or something?
Maybe. I mean, it was a very quick reaction. Just stuck your hand out, boom, yeah. Caught it, look for the ref, yeah. There he is, toss it back.
What's up? Where you got? Here, did you little,
what's the ball?
Little bounce pass?
Palin,
did you hit him with a little bounce pass? Or just
yeah,
little...
it was meant to be like a just normal pass, but I kind of bounced it.
That's right.
Because the ref was like, he was in that distance where it's not far enough to be a bounce pass, so right. It's kind of an awkward... Pick it up. It's nice to be included.
At least you knew what to do with it. A lot of people freeze up. Like, what do I do with this basketball?
I don't know. I mean, I almost gave it to Matt just to run down the floor and
yeah,
get an assist.
Get the assist, man. B-Rad says, pitch clock will shave 23 minutes per game. I love it. And in those 23 minutes saved, there's nothing happening. Literally, it's batters just standing there. So get me to action quicker. I like it. Yeah. B-Rad, can I ask the age range that you're in? Because I'm conducting an experiment here. Because I'm definitely seeing the 40 pluses. Let's go 50 pluses. Are like, no! No!
Back in my day, we used to wear shorts in baseball.
We would watch So, B-Rad, can I say your age? Okay, I'm just going to... B-Rad is 39 years old. That's part of my experiment. He loves it. I'm 36. I love it. You're 25?
24.
24.
I don't even know my age.
You had to think about that way too long, man.
I think it's 24. It should, 25 this year. However old Tanner is, I'm like 2 months younger.
I think he's 25. Yeah, I'm 11 years older than Tanner.
I really don't know.
Well, you love it, right?
I have to see what it looks like. I really want to see if it actually makes the game feel faster. You know, when there's runners on base, and how does that clock change that? What is the strategy of the pitchers? Like, what do their warm-ups look like? Do batters get frustrated because they can't retighten their gloves 15 times?
I hate that so
much.
Does
that make a difference? I don't know.
That's my biggest pet peeve is watching batters.
Or they'll just not wrap them up at all. They'll just put the glove on and leave it there.
They tighten the hell out of their gloves. They got to
fix my helmet a little bit, adjust everything.
Adjust downstairs a few times.
Kick the cleat a little bit.
You kick the cleat, get some mud off of
there.
You
just stepped in the box. There's nothing on your shoe.
What are you doing, man? Just hit the ball. Just let's go. It's time. Get in there. I absolutely love it.
What are we paying you for?
Yeah, let's hit the ball or don't hit the ball. Do something. Go vote at theholeshow.com. I want to see where you guys land on this one. A lot to talk about today. When we come back, I sent you the rundown. I didn't write it down, Angel. What do you want to talk about next? Where do you guys want to go next?
Well, we have Nuggets back in action tonight. The Avalanche got a very good win yesterday.
Yeah, they did. Freaking Avalanche, dude.
I don't think we've hit the Broncos OC just yet. I know that kind of broke over the weekend.
Yeah, true. Lombardi. That's some football history right there. Coming in. Mikko Rantanen was fantastic, by the way. He reaches the rare 40-goal mark in the Avs' 3-0 win over Vegas. The Avs won like 6 in a row.
How about that?
They are smoking hot right now. The second 40-goal scorer to wear an Avs uniform in the last 19 seasons. It's pretty special.
First.
In 19 seasons? Would that have been Joe Sakic in the 19th season?
We asked the Hooligans.
Hooligans, do you know? I'm just looking at some of the great players. Second player. McKinnon did it, didn't he? So if it's the second player in 19 seasons, it was McKinnon. I don't know who the first one to ever do it was. Had to be Sakic. Had to be Forsberg, I would imagine. There we go. In 2000, I got it here. Dave Reed, Peter Forsberg, and Joe Sakic. They did it. In November 25, 2005, Hey Duke and Sakic. So those are the big names that you would expect here. But it's sure feeling like it's going to be one of those special years for the Ball Arena Club.
I kicked around this idea yesterday. What if we had both championship parades on the same day? Dude. And just completely shut down Denver for a day.
Would it work that way? Because doesn't hockey end sooner?
Well, you just
sooner?
Tell them to wait.
You just wait?
Just wait.
Just wait, guys.
Abs win there, second in a row. Nuggets win, and then we just do the parade all together.
Dude, did you see Nikola Jokic? We talked about this yesterday, but I've just been seeing pictures all over social media of his arms.
It's gross.
They're putting like Neosporin on that stuff after every game? Because it looks... Those are deep cuts, man. Cut your damn fingernails.
Please.
Like, people got... Like, I try to keep pretty short.
I've seen basketball players that purposely grow out their nails to get a better grip on the ball or whatever. But, I mean, you're cutting my dude up. Man.
He's getting sliced.
He's not going to have arms after this.
He needs to wear, like an arm pad or something. That might throw off
a
shot.
If he put a sleeve on, it's going to be all bloody.
Yeah, and it's going to throw off his shot and stuff, I would imagine.
He's Serbian. He wrestled with his brothers at like 4 years old, so
it just adds. Doesn't just add to the legend of Nikola Jokic, though.
Yes.
27 minutes after the hour, we like the pitch clock. Go vote at theholeshow.com. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We'll be right back.
Hear local coaches, players, and more with Coach Speak. Weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I'm going to tell you guys about Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. If you've been around Northern Colorado for even a short amount of time, chances are that you or somebody you know has worked with Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. They're celebrating over 53 years of being specialists in the medicine of motion. They're the largest privately owned, fully vertically integrated orthopedic and spine medical group in Colorado and one of the largest in the U.S. They work with the CSU Rams. They work with the Colorado Eagles. If they can help those guys get back out on the ice, get back out on the fields and courts and such, they can help you. They helped me, actually. I had some shoulder stuff about 6 years ago, and just some of the therapies, the different exercises and all that helped me out where I didn't have to think about surgery or anything like that. So thanks to Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Check them out at orthohealth.org. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. The big news over the weekend was Joe Lombardi was officially named the offensive coordinator for the Broncos. Those of you that don't know, yes, the name is familiar because he's the grandson of Vince Lombardi. How much of the offensive coordination is he really going to be responsible for? It might be kind of like what we saw in Kansas City. You know, I think you're going to have Andy Reid, who is the main guy, but Sean Payton's the main guy, but Joe Lombardi is going to be the dude that really, really helps out. Is that more of an assist type thing, too? So I don't know. I guess we'll find out. But, you know, recently he was with the Chargers. He was their offensive coordinator from 21 to 22. Hey, you get some secrets. Bring those guys over. Sometimes you get some secrets there. So it sounds like Sean Payton has his coaching staff figured out. It's all set up, all ready to go. I kind of like it, man. You got a good mix of experienced guys. And I'm actually in on the Vance Joseph thing. I know that, like, statistically speaking, his defenses weren't really, like, top 10 and all that. But Sean Payton has a plan, and he seems to think that Vance Joseph was at least one of those top guys to go with there. Obviously, Vic Fangio was maybe the favorite for Peyton, but that was not realistic. I really didn't think Fangio would say, hey, Miami, I'm good to go, but then I'm going to turn it around. I thought once he committed to Miami, that was going to be done. That was a pipe dream. So the coaching staff is filled out, and time will tell just how involved Joe Lombardi is going to be. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Other big news that came out yesterday on the free agency side of things, Carson Wentz was released. Would you like to see Carson Wentz as a backup quarterback to Russell Wilson? Well, talk about a weird career with that guy. I mean, he went from that year they were heading up into the Super Bowl, and Nick Foles ended up winning a Super Bowl. Carson Wentz was rolling. He was fantastic that year.
He was an MVP front runner.
Yeah, and then he gets hurt. And Philly was just so good defensively. They were a complete team. And Nick Foles did light it up. I mean, he was good. He kind of Joe Flacco'd it once they got in the playoffs. He was pretty flawless for the most part. Carson Wentz is out there. Like right now, who is the backup quarterback for the Broncos? Is Brett Rippon like still? He's still the guy, but they may move on from that, because if the idea here is, yeah, we wanted to work with Russ, but we also know we're going to be prepared to move on if it doesn't. Don't you? I mean, Marcus Mariota was just released. Who of those guys would you want to see as a realistic backup quarterback? You got, I mean, here's the free agent quarterbacks, right? Derek Carr. Okay, that's not happening. Carson Wentz, maybe. They actually have Tom Brady still listed as a free agent. I don't know, man. Now Marcus Mariota's in that mix. Baker Mayfield. Sam Darnold. There's Jimmy Garoppolo. Teddy Bridgewater. Just looking at the names that are realistic to be a backup, are we Marcus Mariota? Teddy Bones? Bring Teddy back? You bring Vance Joseph back? Just bring all these old guys back, all these old Broncos back.
Gladly take Teddy, please.
I take Teddy as a backup. I just don't want to have this conversation of should he be starting anymore. Let's not do that ever again.
Well, I mean, if Russ
doesn't work out, then you go with Teddy. Who would you take for Denver? Carson Wentz, Marcus Mariota, Baker Mayfield, Teddy Bridgewater, or Jacoby Brissett's in there, Mason Rudolph's in there, Case Keenum's in there, bring him back. Who would you take? I've always liked Mariota.
I think Mariota would be good. He may be trying to find a starting job somewhere, so he may be out. Probably not going to go with Baker, because that's just another personality you don't need on the team.
Probably not with everything that's going on with Denver right now.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
I don't think so. Carson Wentz?
That's really used goods there.
It really is. You just keep waiting to see if he's going to show
us
something.
Every franchise he touches, it almost falls apart instantly.
Mm-hmm. Teddy Bridgewater? You want a guy that can kind of, you're going to need a guy that's kind of like Russ. You don't need an overall scrambler. Russ isn't quite in that category anymore. But you want a guy that can make that offense work that's similar to Russ. You know, it doesn't have to be the exact same guy necessarily, but similar. I like Marcus Mariota. I look seriously at him. We got the Lawnster on the First Advantage Hotline. What's up, my man?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. How you doing, my friend?
Yeah, doing real well. Thank you.
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm glad you asked. Hey, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing Marcus Mariota get out here, maybe try it.
Yeah, I can't believe he's already 29 years old.
I can't either. It's like, man, we age quick, don't we?
Sure do, man. what do you think of the pitch clock? Do you like it?
You know what? I've been kind of listening to a little bit of the Rockies broadcast, and I do like it.
Yeah, I think it's great. I'm actually very impressed that they've been able to implement it. I was worried about that.
Well, you know, anything to get this game over, because I'm a huge baseball listener myself. And when it gets to over like 3 or 4 hours, that's when I lose interest real quick. I'm going, can we get this thing over with?
Yeah, and there's exceptions. There's times when there's great things going on, you know, great games happening, and you don't want it to end. But that doesn't really happen on a day-to-day basis.
No, it don't. It just seems like it just drags on and on. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing a game get over with and then move over to the next game.
Yeah. Lawrence, what's for lunch today, man?
I'm going to have some corn chowder and some crackers and some cherry tomatoes.
Corn chowder?
Hmm. Yeah.
That sounds... Yeah, it's supposed to get a little colder and stuff, so maybe that's a good meal.
You know what? Good way to get the lunch going there, too.
Yeah, it really is. Lawnster, appreciate you, my friend, and we'll talk to you later, okay?
You know what? I'll be ready.
All right, man. 40 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, Angel, let's jump out real quick here and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we got our game beer of the week from Left Hand Brewing, Peanut Butter Milk Stout. And I am told this is a great beer. You guys should think about this one. At On the Rocks Liquor, they got their tasting on Friday with Loveland Ale Works. That's 4 to 7. And then Saturday, A Fistful of Bourbon, 5 to 7 p.m. So always great opportunities to try new things at On the Rocks Liquor. I love these guys. I love what they do. John and Tony and Dave over there, great people. And I bring this up a few times, but it's the cleanest liquor store I've ever seen. And that is a big deal. Sometimes you go into these places, the lights are flickering, your feet are getting stuck because it's sticky on the floor, whatever. You're not getting that at On the Rocks Liquor. They keep it spick and span over there, and they have great selections, great options for you. Always working with local breweries and bringing in their new beers, you know, their favorite beers, but also statewide. And then once in a while, they're bringing in some really unique items from around the country. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration on the rocks. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Our poll question of the day, do you like the pitch clock? Eastside Chris says, I'm okay with the pitch clock. I had it up there. I'm okay with the pitch clock. Makes batters have to go. Makes batters stay in there. All right, good, good. I have a future poll question. Will Tanner attend his bachelor party? The Hooligans throw for him at the Den. Is that happening? Is that something that's happening? Also, has Joe ever touched his grandfather's namesake trophy? Maybe he can throw in some plays from Vince's playbook. Bring in a Hank Strom offspring. We can matriculate the ball down the field.
It's a lot of big words.
It's a lot of stuff there, Eastside Chris. It's a lot of stuff. I like the staff. I mean, I'm really into this right now. I've been somewhat skeptical about Sean Payton, the hire, the draft picks, and the history there. But at the end of the day, the guy can coach. The guy can lead. And he, if there's a guy that I want to handle getting Russ, not just on the field back on the right track, but doing away with the office and making it more of, hey, you're a quarterback, you're a player. Dude, I was reading some of that story from The Athletic. Russ told the team, the players, like his office, he told them this. I have an open door policy. He's your teammate. Your open door policy just should be being there in the locker room. One of the coaches, I think, even said, your open door should be that you're standing by your locker, ready to talk.
Heard open door policy before.
Yeah.
Didn't like it then.
It's weird. You know, and I have an open door policy too, unless it's closed, then it's like,
that's closed
just
door.
Stay away. But that's weird that a player would say it. Like, imagine you went up to the owner of the station, Angel, and you're like, hey, I have an open door policy. And the owner's like, well, yeah.
My door never closes because there's a lock on it and no one's told me the code. It stays open.
So you can't even shut it. Oh, that's great. It's wild to me, some of the stories. And everything that we joked about and talked about and kind of knew but didn't have proof was like, this is really happening. This is really how he did things around that facility. So Sean Payton's got to sit him down. I mean, listen, this is what Russ is accustomed to because he had an office in Seattle, didn't he? So now Sean has to sit him down and say, we're not doing that kind of stuff. You know, and
does he have a locker?
I mean, I'm sure he has a locker. So
is it like super clean, untouched?
I mean, so the where his office was in the second floor, is what I'm told, which is not where the players typically congregate, because there's in the first level. That's where the lockers are, so you can get out onto the field and stuff. So I just, it's bizarre to me. Hey, I have an open door policy. I'm up here in the second floor with all the other staff, all the other coaches and stuff. Are players just going up there all the time?
I mean, like after practice, does Russell just go up to his office and then, you know, players, hey, where's Russell? Oh, he's upstairs. I don't want to go upstairs.
And he had these State of the Union addresses every week. Like they'd come together and they'd do their own. Hey, we like this play. We like this play. And that was always with Wilson's guy, with Russell Wilson's quarterback coach that he brought on. The guy that Sean Payton said, no, we're not doing that kind of stuff. Which is good.
It presents this image that I'm better than you. I'm the quarterback. I'm getting paid all of this money. I, you know, want my own office. I did all this great stuff in Seattle, so you need to honor all of that there. I beat your team in the Super Bowl, so now you need to give me an office. I need to have my own personal trainer and chef and assistants here, my social media team here. And then, you know, my team, that's just the team. I'm Russell.
The team should be number one. I mean, it's an obvious thing. It's weird we even have to say that.
Feels like it's number three.
It feels like it's number three. Like Jake Heaps, I've heard really good things about him as a person and stuff, but it's strange. It's the optics of this are just so damn strange. I'm gonna bring my own QB guy in. And what I heard too, Angel, was that Heaps was up. He was in Russ's office all the time, so like that was also his office kind of deal. So when Russ wasn't there,
Russell's practicing, he's up in
the office. Heaps is up in the office concocting some new things. But this should have never been able to happen. And this, again, Nathaniel Hackett seems like a nice guy. But I don't know, man. When Josh McDaniels was fired, I said, oh, I think Josh is going to get another shot. And he might be all right. We'll see what happens with the Raiders. Can you see Nathaniel Hackett ever being a head coach? With this kind of stuff happening, and I get it, it's a superstar, and you're a rookie head coach, you don't know if you should just give in to some of this stuff, but surely you knew that this was like obvious. Some of these things were obvious that you can't do. You have an office. You have an open door policy. You have a quarterback's coach. That's yours.
You could say Hackett didn't know this was going on. You could also say Russell was taking advantage of a first-year head coach.
I think Russ was taking advantage of a first-year head coach. He's like, I think that this will make us better. If I have an office and I'm working closely.
Oh, sure, Russ. Yeah, sure. Sure.
Well, you saw how Hackett was in the press conference that announced Russ. He's like, we got Russell freaking Wilson. From that press conference, it led me to believe, yeah, Hackett's going to roll out the red carpet. Whatever you need, Russ. It's all about you. We're going to make it about you. And that's a big problem. 11:51 the time. When we come back, let's talk about Nikola Jokic. They're back in action tonight against Houston. Chris Dempsey telling us yesterday, take that over. Take that over tonight, because we're going to see a lot of points scored between Denver and Houston tonight. So we'll talk about that coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Aloe Fiber Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I am a free man.
Several teams, one goal. Win it all. Hear high school basketball playoffs on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
He comes out and he's the same player all the time. I think maybe that's one of the best compliments that I can give him. You know, we in sports in general, not just basketball, but in sports in general, even your great players, there's fluctuations in their play from game to game or week to week. You know, maybe they have a bad week. He seems to almost never have a bad night. Then when he has great nights, they look like what they did last night.
Chris Dempsey was on the show yesterday, and I just, that stuck with me. That compliment that he gave Joker is maybe an underrated thing we don't talk about as much. He is the same guy every single night. He is not trying to force things. Michael Malone says he doesn't fight the game. I like that statement, too. You got J.J. Redick going off saying, what the hell are you national media guys watching? Of course, he doctored it up a little more than that, I think. A little more colorful words.
But he explained it in the difference in between analytics and the eye test, in that the analytics tell you Jokic is amazing, but when you watch it, it doesn't really look like that unless you're really watching him.
They were talking about his ability. JJ was talking about his ability to, okay, I know if this guy makes a back cut, suddenly right behind him, now the corner shot's going to be open. Joker has all the angles in his mind. I just imagine like all those, like those guys trying to solve crimes and stuff. They have all the red lines drawn to how this equates to that and how this leads to that.
You know that scene from The Hangover when he's doing poker?
Yes.
And all the numbers?
Yeah, that's going on in Joker's head.
He's doing math and trajectory and all that stuff.
No question. Second hour, Lunch Rush coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.